Wow, here's my 2 cents on losing the faith. I did 12 years in parochial school and was Catholic for a long time. And I can relate to everything that Max said and Adrian said in their booze. And I've come to believe for myself. I no longer attend church. Catholic Church just wasn't doing it. It wasn't fulfilling anything for me. When you know that you can recite the priest part, your part, sing the choir's part, and nothing sunk in. There was still a void in my spirit, in my soul. So then I searched onward and found the Pentecostal religion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I went from one extreme to another. I went from Catholicism to wearing long skirts and not cutting my hair and no makeup and no jewelry. Wow, how intense that. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it anymore. Here's the thing is, I think as a child, when you're ingrained with the religion or a faith, it's hard to unbrainwash yourself, because I still find myself talking to God, even though he knows I'm pissed off at him. And Mac and I have had this conversation behind the main community room of Audio Boo. Nowadays, I just believe that God created us solely to worship him. That was it. And then once you find out the good news, once you understand it, you're supposed to go and sell that. Represent God. Sell his son. And in heaven, you'll get all those little jewels on your crown. Well, I'm not going to get any jewels on my crown. I'm not selling Jesus. I think it's too hard to do the whole religion thing. And I see all sides of it. And I don't have enough time. I only have 6 minutes to discuss this to get my 2 cents in. Where do I start? Where do I go? I read the Bible for a year after I had my motorcycle accident, asking why. Why am I here? Why did I survive? Well, why not? So you can go and testify, spread what you know, what you learned, your knowledge. Be surrounded by like-minded people. That's why you go to church, because the world is evil and it corrupts your mind. So you have to go to church to be energized. But those people are the worst ones. They're the ones that are the worst in church. I'm supposed to be surrounded by like-minded people. Catholic, I never, even though I went to that church for all those years, I don't even think they knew who I was. And that's how it is. They want your money. Give me your money. Really? No. I would ask so many questions when it came to religion. If Jesus Christ is everywhere and God is everywhere, I can sit on the crapper and I can pray. Blaspheme. How about the one that I did in high school? If Jesus Christ was a homosexual, or no, if Jesus Christ was walking down the street, people would think he was a homosexual because he was wearing a dress, he had long hair, he was wearing open-toed shoes, and he was followed by 12 men. Go to the principal's office. Do penance. That's how I was. I would always question things, and then the Catholic priests and the nuns would, just because it's there, it's written there. A man wrote it there. I want God himself to come down and tell me. I want some lightning bolt. Well, God doesn't work that way. God works through nature. Oh, on and on and on. Have I lost my faith? I can't get rid of it. It's ingrained into my system. It's part of my DNA. I just choose not to apply it, or it's too hard. I'm having fun being a sinner. I'll repent on my deathbed. And normally religion is a topic that's, ooh, that's taboo. But we're all friends here. And you know what they say. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got a, you know, a nose. So don't judge me. And that's another thing. They judge. Oh my gosh. Terrible. There's so much more. I'm going to have to get my beloved in on this conversation because it's going to be a good thread, I think.